Y'all are good sports. So the context for the scripture reading for today has its roots in God's call to Abraham centuries earlier. From the twelfth chapter of Genesis, says, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you." In verse 1, and the promise that God made to Abram, "I will give you this land to your seed." That promise, Abram's call, went unfulfilled for a long time. But Israel is about to experience this fulfillment. So we turn to the scripture this morning from the book of the Old Testament, from Deuteronomy. And these are words from Moses, and these are words from the end of the wandering. And he's preparing to die himself. And these are some of his last words to the Israelites as they journey into the promised land. And the book, Deuteronomy passage begins, "These are the words which Moses spoke to all Israel beyond the Jordan in the wilderness." Moses will not enter into the promised land. Not enter into the promised land with the people. But the people are about to enter it under Joshua's leadership. This passage is about Moses sharing with his son the last minute wisdom to carry into this new promised land. Our scripture reading establishes the offerings of first fruits, the establishment of tithing, the establishment of giving thanks. For tithing has been around for 2,500 years. So before we hear the word read and proclaimed, let us go to God in prayer. You say with me the prayer of illumination. Redeeming God, through the power of your Holy Spirit, connect us to eternity through your hearing of your word, that we might know your living presence and seek to do your will. In Jesus' name, amen. This is the 26th chapter of Deuteronomy, verses 1 through 11, found on page 311, starting on page 311. When you have entered the land the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance and have taken possession of it and settled in it, take some of the first fruits of all that you produce from the soil of the land the Lord your God is giving you and put them in a basket. Then go to the place the Lord your God will choose as a dwelling for his name and say to the priest in office at the time, I declare today to the Lord your God that I have come to the land the Lord swore to our forefathers to give us. The priest shall take the basket from your hands and set it down in front of the altar of the Lord your God. Then you shall declare before the Lord your God, my father was a wandering Aramean. And he went down into Egypt with a few people and lived there and became a great nation, powerful and numerous. But the Egyptians mistreated us and made us suffer, putting us to hard labor. Then we cried out to the Lord, the God of our fathers, and the Lord heard our voice and saw our misery, toil, and oppression. So the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with great terror and with miraculous signs and wonders. He brought us to this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And now I bring the first fruits of the soil that you, O Lord, have given me. Place the basket before the Lord your God and bow down before him. And you and the Levites and the aliens among you shall rejoice in all the good things that the Lord your God has given to you and your household. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God indeed. So every one of us at some point has been through this. Teaching our children, grandchildren, cousins, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, how to say thank you. Y'all know, right? It's tough sometimes. Getting our children, getting those we love to say thank you, whether they're our kids or somebody else's kids. Y'all know the drill. You've been in stores and waved to folks and said, hey. Tell them, say hey. Tell them thank you. Those urgings are an example of being grateful, of showing gratitude. And we want them to learn that, but we want them to learn it unprompted. We want them to do it without us having to give them the nudge, right? Gratitude is not a behavior that's built into our DNA. It has to be taught. Moses knows this, and this is what this passage is about. Because he's like a prodding parent giving these instructions on how to say thank you, how to say thank you to God. So picture in your mind's eye, the Israelites are all camped together, right? You can kind of think about that and what goes into that. Wandering around for 40 years. That's a lot of luggage, right? And they're all camped together. And they're in Moab. And it's just beyond the Jordan River. So you can kind of get that picture. And they've been wandering around in the wilderness a long time. And so biblically 40 years, and they're about to enter into the promised land. Moses is dying, and he knows he won't have the privilege to enter into the land. And so he gives instructions to them on how to say thank you. And these, like I said, are not gentle urgings. They're commands from Moses to the Israelites to be appropriately thankful. So there are three different steps. And I want you to listen to these three different steps as they're offered through our reading today. Step number one is taking the first fruits. It says this. It says, you shall take some of the first of all the fruit on the ground, which you harvest from the land that the Lord your God is giving you. And you shall put it in a basket and go to the place that the Lord your God will choose as a dwelling for his name. Offering the first and the best from their harvests. This is the best that would be fitting for them to offer. A fitting tribute for them to offer to a God who kept them out of harm's way. This is much more than just a verbal affirmation of thanksgivings. So step two, Moses tells them to make two declarations as they stand before the altar of the Lord with their basket of first fruits. The first is to be said as they hand the basket over to the priests. And this is a statement of both simple fact and profound faith. The fact is, I have come into the land. And the faith is that the land the Lord gave us. So with this declaration, they acknowledge the true source of the land, that they have been gifted by the Lord as they hand their basket over. And the second declaration is to be said as the basket is handed over to the priest. It is a longer declaration, but takes the act of thankfulness even deeper. The one bringing the basket is to recite a concise history for what God has done for Israel, beginning with the namesake of Israel itself, Jacob, the wandering Aramean. He goes through the sojourning of Egypt and the enslavement of the children of Israel and continues with the exodus and the wandering in the wilderness, and he comes forth to this promised land that brings forth harvest. Friends, this is more than a historical recitation. This is a creed. So I'm going to put a little placeholder right here so I don't lose my spot. Y'all hear this creed the first Sunday of every month. We say it in the prayer of great thanksgiving. We talk about that. Our session has met with each other and talked about that, that recitation, that remembrance, that gift of what God has done for us through His Son. And we do that in remembrance of what has happened on that 40-year wandering. And we remember that. And then we bridge that with the mystery of faith. And then we move into asking the Holy Spirit to come into those first fruits, that table of thankfulness, that table of communion, right? We say that creed, that recitation, every month. Moses has charged us with that, to do that, to remember. Right? Do this in remembrance of me. First fruits. This is the first recorded creed in Scripture. And Moses is asking them to recite it over and over and over again in order for them to remember whose they are and where their gifts come from. Amen? He knows that this will prompt them to give thanks every time they recognize and bring forth the first fruits of the harvest. So step three. After the Israelites have offered their first fruits and brought them to the temple and recounted this story of faith and acknowledged God as the provider of all good fruits and gifts, here's Moses' final instruction. Then you, together with the Levites and the aliens who reside among you, shall celebrate with all the bounty that your Lord God has given to you and to your house. That's pretty cool. That's great instructions. I mean, that's joy, right? Together with the Levites and the aliens who reside among you shall celebrate. Celebrate. They're to throw a party, right? Throw a party, a meal of gratitude shared with everyone, not just of themselves, but with the sojourners. The aliens, the immigrants, the Levites, all the peoples. Why? Because they were once wanderers and immigrants and aliens, sojourners in exile themselves, right? So what a fitting and a final instruction from Moses to present on how to say thank you to God by joyfully sharing from their abundance, a horn of plenty. You see, friends, stewardship, it's not a contemporary idea. It's not the way that the church gets money out of you. It's not that at all. The act of pledging, the act of tithing a portion of the gifts that have been given by God, like I said, it harkens back some 2,500 years. This very act of bringing forth the first fruits of the harvest and bringing the best and the first of what we have been given by God. Not our leftovers, not our and then somes. Recognizing that everything that we have comes from God. God is the giver of our blessings. These gifts are meant to be joyfully shared, amplified, especially to serve those who perhaps cannot serve or care for themselves. And so that response that we make as we bring our tithes, our first fruits, indicate what we have learned about how we say thank you. You see, friends, gratitude marks the difference between the person who believes that life is theirs only to do with what they wish and the one who understands that life is God's gift to be lived out in joyful thanks and in joyful praise. Gratitude. We see that in the difference for the person who maybe comes out of duty to worship, as opposed to the one who comes to worship because the other 6 days of the week, man, they got to get recharged. Amen? They just got to plug in. They got to see some folks. Got to say some words out loud. Right? Yeah. We need that sense of community. It's a joining in the crescendo of hallelujah in our choir, in our voices, and what we say, and how we example that grace. Everything that has unfolded us for us in that week behind us, it's now enfolded into the grace and mercy of God. Gratitude. It's the difference between measured and cautious and putting our resources and our possessions and not storing them up and holding them for scarcity or for someday, but us to join with each other in a joyful celebration with those, so many of those. Gratitude is when we accept and we recognize that God's grace and God's mercy have touched our lives, surrounded our lives, sustained our lives, and they continue to give us meaning and purpose. It's the cardinal characteristic of a dependable faith, a clear sign of our spiritual condition. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen and amen.